In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In his letter to the Romans, Paul asks the question, "Who will rescue me?" Paul is tormented because he says, "I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate." He seems confused, to say the least, by this seeming contradiction. But he has no confusion about his need to be rescued from this awful state of affairs. And as soon as he asks, "Who will rescue me?" he gives us his answer. Christ will rescue him. Paul is very clear that he's not the only one who needs to be rescued. We all need rescuing. So what do we need to be rescued from? Our temptations? That seems to be what concerns Paul this morning. In today's gospel reading, Jesus confirms the basic conclusion that Paul comes to, that it is Jesus Christ who will rescue us. Whereas Paul this morning is focused on being rescued from temptation, what Jesus speaks of today is being rescued from what he calls heavy burdens. Heavy burdens. Jesus tells us that he will give us rest from our heavy burdens. Now, he doesn't specify what those burdens are. Maybe they're temptations. Maybe they're fears of an unknown future. Maybe they're lingering jealousy or anger we have towards others. There are a lot of good options when it comes to heavy burdens we can carry on our shoulder. Now, it could be that Paul and Jesus are talking about different rescues this morning, which, I want to make clear, need not be mutually exclusive. If you're on a 757 cruising at 30,000 feet, and the pilot and co-pilot have passed out because they just ate the chicken marsala, and your wife stops you from eating the chicken marsala you've been served because she's realized it has salmonella. Don't ask me how she knows that. And at the same time, the 70-year-old nun in the seat next to you stands up and says, "I flew Boeings as a pilot for Lufthansa for 30 years. I can fly this plane." Well, you've just been saved twice. Once from salmonella and once from your airplane going down over Cleveland. So we can be rescued in two different ways. Today, I want to focus on the kind of rescue that Jesus seems to be talking about. Because after all, he's the one doing the rescuing. In his novel, Anna Karenina, Leo Tolstoy writes, "Happy families are all alike. Every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way." In the same way, while there is some commonality to the struggles we face, we each have our own specific burdens, don't we? So how will Jesus rescue us from our burdens, if they are so diverse, if we all have different burdens? What's interesting about this gospel passage from Matthew is that Jesus doesn't say, "Believe in me." He says that plenty of times in the Bible, of course, but he doesn't say it here. Here he says, "Learn from me." And he says, "Take my yoke upon you." I think both these statements are important, and they're both in the service of the same goal, and that is making our lives less burdensome, making our lives freer and lighter. He says, "Learn from me," because he wants us to follow his teachings and example, not only because it will be good for others, but because it will be good for us. But it's that other part that may be the most important. "Take my yoke upon you." Notice that Jesus does not say, "Throw off all yokes from around your neck." He doesn't say, "Free yourselves from all burdens." Almost all of us, I suspect, have had the experience of literally carrying something heavy around with us, and then when we throw it off, we say, "Wow, I feel really light. I've got real bounce in my step." For a few seconds anyway, we feel a bit like Neil Armstrong or Buzz Aldrin must have felt bouncing around the surface of the moon. But we're not weightless. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin weren't weightless when they were on the moon. If gravity disappeared on this from this earth right this very moment, we'd all get a kick out of it for a few minutes, but it would lose its novelty awfully fast. To begin with, you'd have a hard time getting home after church with your cars floating through the air somewhere over Seekonk. It is not for us as human beings to live in a weightless existence. It's not for us as human beings to live burden-free lives. And Jesus doesn't offer us that today. What Jesus is saying is that by following him, we can exchange our heavy burdens for lighter ones. He says that there is a better way to live than simply for ourselves. There is a better way to live than to worry about what we will eat or wear or drive or anything else. If we are going to shoulder any concerns, we should concern ourselves with following Christ and building God's kingdom on this earth, wherever we find ourselves on this earth, and giving thanks for God's blessings, great and small, in our lives. None of that means there won't be work to do, that we won't have to put our shoulder to the wheel. If you've fallen out of a boat in a storm, and someone rescues you by pulling you back in, that doesn't mean that you can now walk on water. But you still owe that person who pulled you back in everything. Amen.